This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Melissa Idris. We're still looking at the stock market. We're into the third day of trading post GE14. Remember, it was just 1 week ago, Wednesday last week, when Malaysians went to the polls and it shockingly elected a new government into power. Now, the stock market has been nothing but volatile over the past 2 days. The question is how analysts are viewing this. We have on the line Danny Wong, CEO of Areca Capital. Good morning, Danny. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you expect this volatility to continue?
Morning. Yes, we think that in the short term, the ripple still there, but I think it has been mostly priced in for the G40 result. To give some kind of background, I think market players started to pare down their stake when it near G14. So in a way, this actually cushioned the fall, and also the quick move of the Tun Mahathir in announcing the cabinet, and also the council of eminent person, that also provides some kind of comfort to the market. Therefore, I think it's somewhat actually priced in.
So, Danny, what do you think will be the near-term drivers then for Malaysian stocks? Could it be the political risks and the sentiment of investors, or you reckon fundamentals will take precedence?
I think once the dust settles and we have more clarity and fundamentals will come back into play. But until then, due to the ripple effect, I think it's still sentiment-driven. And the market actually awaits for clarity and certainty.
Well, Danny, there are some stocks that have been hit due to their political ties or perceived sentiments surrounding them. So is this a good buying opportunity, or should investors wait on the sidelines?
All right. I think on the back of the synchronized global growth, the risk-on situation in 2017, I think market has performed pretty well. The small cap actually runs quite a fair bit ahead of the GI. But during these times of uncertainty, I think the reverse will happen. That's what we experienced during this time, which is since the beginning of 2018. However, as we gain more clarity into the policy and strategies of the new government, market will focus back to the fundamentals. So during this time, I think small caps may make a comeback. However, we still have to keep a look out for the external environment, such as the trade war, the interest scenario and whatnot.
Okay, so you're saying that for the small and mid-cap space, we might be seeing retail investors come back into the market. Are you seeing the divergence between the FBM KLCI and the FBM small cap index to narrow going forward?
Yes. In fact, I think if the risk-on appetite come in again with the global growth continues, I think the small cap may outperform the index as well.
Okay, so Danny, what's your strategy that you're taking now in this current volatility like environment in the local market, and what stocks are in your radar?
We are currently looking at a two-pronged strategy, a trading strategy where I take advantage of the current volatile environment. They are stocks that overshoot of their intrinsic value. So that is actually a good trading strategy. On the other hand, we are also buying into a selected team, which is actually in line with what we expect the market would happen. For example, some kind of consumer and banking stock, you know, which is, we think that the consumption will come back with the abolishment of GST and people-friendly policies. Tech stock, export-oriented, tourism, oil and gas, maybe the team also we are looking at. On the other hand, I think dividend stock is actually not bad to look at it because of the some of the prices that came down, and therefore it puts up the yield.
Thank you so much, Danny. That was Danny Wong, CEO of Areca Capital. Now we move to global markets and also global investors and their views of Malaysia as we get a change in government. On the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York. Thank you for joining us, Dodge. Malaysia is still trying to digest last week's shock election results. Have we given foreign investors indigestion?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.